Sharp French, what up? This one luck, I let the pain inspire me. I put my all in everything I'm doing. Up until it's done, I'm me for the entirety. I put in overtime, I be working. Just know I'ma go for mine, cause I earned it. They watching, I know it's time, I confirmed it. A whole society determined.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Sean French, and today I have with me a former NFL lineman. He is a consultant, an entrepreneur, a badass coach and guide. He's a breakthrough genius, and he also has a top global podcast called Get Authentic with Marquez Ogden. So I want to welcome my friend, my homie, to the show. Welcome, brother.
How you doing, Sean? Thanks for having me on, brother. Appreciate you.
Ain't no thing, man. You know, we were just, before we started recording, we talked about Mexico. You're living the life, buddy. Traveling it up.
Very fortunate, man. Like, I got back at 1 o'clock this morning. You know, it was great, man. As people really love what we're doing. We have some great clients out there, 1,000 mile travel, some of their big sponsors and supporters. I got to meet Sabre Technology, Delta, United, Virtuoso, Hyatt Hotel and Resort, Carnival Cruise, Canard Cruise. So it was huge in that regard.
You know, it's always nice to travel and go do things that you love to do, but it's also another level of excitement and accomplishment when you're able to get more things done and connect with people. I think the biggest thing that happens in these types of events sometimes is people don't really authentically connect. And, you know, I think it's the kiss of death for these true networking events. How have you been able, I mean, your brand is authenticity, right? And that's why I love you, dude. Like we have, you know, for the audience listening, like I was on his show, it hasn't aired yet, but then, you know, he's on my show and we've had this cool back and forth ever since, just busting each other's balls a little bit here and there and really getting to know him. And your superpower is authenticity, and it goes a long way. And I know that's why you're able to go to these events, have a strong showing, people love what you do, and then meet people and give you more opportunities. But let's talk about that word authenticity. First of all, what's it mean to you?
Authenticity to me, Sean, means being who you are in the moment, knowing that the moment is going to change. For example, I'm recently divorced within the last, you know, year to year and a half. And let me tell you something. If you ask me a question about my ex one day, it could be one answer. Yeah. You ask me about her another day when she's got, you know, making me upset or trying to get me a lot of crap or give me a lot of, you know, grief, it's going to be another answer, right? There's some days that I'm really just like really, really have full, you know, tons of energy. There's some days where I'm a little bit, you know, I don't have as much energy, right? And so it's really about being who you are in the moment, knowing the moment is going to change. And most importantly, right, Sean, being okay with that, being okay with that and knowing that what you're doing, it makes a difference, but you don't have to try to be something that you know you are not just to make others happy.
Love it, dude. Like, I can really relate to the ex-wife thing. Like, you know, I have an ex, you know, it ended a long time ago. We're super close now. My wife's super close with her. You know, we have one big family now, but it's hard, man. At the beginning, you know, to your point, the first year, two, three, four, five, whatever, it was very difficult, right? Was, I would feel one day, one way, 1 minute, and then the next minute, you ask me, I could be completely polar opposite of it. And I think what's important out there that I want everybody to really dive into is, you know, having the ability to be okay with the fact that your feelings and how you feel about a thing or a person may change from minute to minute or day to day. And that is something that I don't think there's not enough people are willing to be that authentic. Right. And it may sound strange to the listeners, but I want you to think about this a little bit, right? I want all y'all to go on this thinking journey of how you may have said something, you know, a week ago, and maybe your partner says, well, that's not what you said a week ago. And then you backtrack. You know what? You're right. You're right. I did say that's how I feel. It's okay for you to change your freaking mind. It's okay for you to feel one way about something and another way about it another day. I cannot, dude, I think you and I have had conversations just recently about things that I'm going through and I'm doing. One day I'm cool with it. The next day I'm like, fuck, I can't do that. Like right now there's something going on. Like I, you know, I just got off the phone with my marketing company. I'm like, yeah, bro, we can't go down that road. You know, we can't go down that road. It's a kiss of death. right? And last week, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, let's just do that. So I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Well, it comes to, I mean, again, you know, it's really about your ability to understand that times are going to change. I just took notes. I love taking notes when I'm on podcasts because I use it for my own podcast mm-hmm. and for things later on. And, you know, it's all about understanding that everything you do is, along as it is working towards a good goal or a good intention, it's fine. But understand that sometimes to get there, you have to change course. You have to pivot. You have to be willing to make adjustments, be strategically agile, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's funny.
That's huge.
It's funny because my marketing company is called Adaptive Jax. They're out of Jacksonville. Pat Sickens is the CEO. Amazing dude, former baseball guy. My buddy Bob Shepard is, I call him my handler because he's the one that keeps me calm. Uh-huh. He's another baseball guy, one of my best friends. And you know, these guys are doing it. And we were just talking. He's like, hey, bro, that's why we're called Adaptive. Mm-hmm. We adapt, mm-hmm. right? And that's mm-hmm. the same thing with being mm-hmm. authentic. Like mm-hmm. I truly enjoy my interactions with them because they always tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. And there's times mm-hmm. where, you know, I struggle with things, but like, bro, the fact of the matter is being able to pivot in your own life and in business is super important. Why do you think people stay so stagnant, I can't speak. And then don't want to move in any direction because of just the paralysis.
Sean, let me ask you a question. If you've been doing something for so long and it got comfortable to you, you got used to it, you were like, yes, this is safe for mm-hmm. me. Could you easily move out of that situation?
No, I don't think easily. I think I can make the decision easy, right? Because we're athletes, right? So we're you know, mm-hmm. we're former athletes, right? We're always there. You played in the NFL. I played, you know, in the SEC. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, you have to make a decision. You can decide. Sometimes execution is tougher, right? But I think athletes mm-hmm. in general mm-hmm. move a little bit quicker than normal because mm-hmm. we're used to getting our asses kicked every second of the day. And there's like no comfort in our lives, like ever.
Well, you said it best. You couldn't do it easily, but you could probably do it. Mm-hmm. Most people just don't want to do it because they talk themselves out of it. Yeah. It seems easier to stay where you are. I can't tell you, Sean, how many people told me when I was starting to speak as a keynote speaker back in September 2013, it would never work. What are you doing? What are you thinking? You're not Tony Robbins. You don't have anything to add. No value. You don't know how to tie in a story. You don't know how to bring out the best in a theme of clients. And you know what? At the time, they were 100% right. Mm-hmm. They were 100% right. I started speaking September 2013. I was 32 years old. I'm 43 now. And let me tell you, I was talking about this yesterday on my ride back to the airport with a very top executive from Hyatt Hotel and Resorts. And I told her, I said, I've been doing this now for almost 11 years. I'm 43 years old. And you know what she said to me? She said, Marcus, you are not even close to on the runway with what you're going to do because mm-hmm. you're really that good. Mm-hmm. And this is from a very high executive at Hyatt Hotel and Resorts. And I thought about this, Sean. What if I wasn't determined? What if the society, as you are the Determined Society podcast, what if the society I was around was determined to stop me, right? And which means a double negative, like they were undetermined for me to be anything but not successful. Like they weren't wanting me to have a good speaking career. They weren't wanting me to be a best-selling author. They weren't wanting me to have my own podcast. You know, you name it, that's what it was. And so to answer your question, real strong response, at the end of the day, brother, it's so much easier to stay where you are and stay comfortable because at the end of the day, right, that's exactly what people love. It's the easier way to go about it in their mind. I'm going to tell everybody a great quote by an actor, Jonah Hill. Hmm. The comfort zone is where dreams go to die.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay in the comfort zone, that's you're going to always be like, well, why not? Why not more?
Yeah.
Why not this? Why not that? You're always going to live with that really horrible word that starts with R and ends with S, regrets.
I love it, dude. You know, the ability to move out of your comfort zone is a gift, right? You have to be able to understand it. And people listening right now be like, all right, guys, what are you even talking about? Like, well, if you really dive deep into this conversation, y'all, there's moments in your life where even if it's going to the gym, you're not going to the gym because it's uncomfortable for you. Like, that's just like on a small scale. And we've all been there. We've all been in the shape that we don't want to be in public and we don't want to go in the gym and for people to see us, but no one gives a shit because they're not really looking at you, right? But the problem is we are so wired to run from the discomfort or run from a scary situation when in all reality, it needs to be the opposite. We should be running towards those types of things because that's where the money is. That, and I, when I mean money, I mean the success, the accolades, the things that you want to do in your life. They're on that other end of that fear or that comfort. So we need to push past those barriers as quickly as possible.
Yeah, because when you push past the barriers and actually get okay with not being okay, or you get comfortable with being uncomfortable, or, as I like to say, you learn how to live in a world with no bounds and or limits on yourself, then the sooner you can get to the other side, right? Everybody wants to go and drive into a view of, like, I call it the Wizard of Oz view, like, you know, the golden, you know, the yellow brick road, yeah, you know, the Munchkins in Munchkin Land, you know, the rainbows. I call it, you know, the big bright rainbows, things like that. And that's what they want to get to. But nobody wants to go through the twister or through the, you know, the tornado that Dorothy and Toto had to go through to get to Munchkin Land.
Wow.
Right. So there's a great lesson in that movie. Like, Dorothy and Toto had to go through the tornado and they saw all the things that, you know, were support, like, you know, Auntie M and this, that, and the other. Then they saw what is really driving them to be in that tornado, which was, you know, the witch,
yeah,
you know, the lady who was the neighbor who became the witch. And then from there, once she got through that tornado, you saw Munchkin Land, which was like, first time everything in color, everything was like bright, beautiful, this, that. That's life, right? If Dorothy didn't go through the tornado, she's not getting to Munchkin Land. If you don't go through the tornado of life, you're not going to get to your quote unquote Munchkin Land, which is your bright views, your happiness, your fulfillment. There's a great lesson in that movie. That's why I still watch this movie probably once a quarter or so to this day.
I'm mind blown by that. You know, I've watched that movie 100 times in my life and I've never walked away with that story. I walked away with, hey, this is entertaining, man. They've been through some shit, but like to hear it broken down like that, dude, that was a true gift for the audience, right? Like, man, that is an amazing, amazing thing to say and a takeaway from that movie. Because yeah, dude, like if you guys look at your whole life, just all the good things that have happened, bro, has it come at the onset of happiness or failure?
Failure. I mean, starting the speaking business came about as a result of the failure and the shortcomings of our construction company, mm-hmm, right? Okay. Me starting this business, Ogden Ventures, came after 3 failed businesses. I tried to do a clothing line, failed. Construction failed miserably. Tried to do a consulting company, failed. Warren Buffett says, though, he will not invest in a business owner that hasn't failed 3 times. 3. There's a magical lesson there. Even now, I am again divorced. I was forced to file for divorce because I was not going to live in the situation that I was in. July 26th of 2022, I was forced to move out into a 2-bedroom, dilapidated, broken down, dark, dingy, felt like Freddy Krueger was literally opening the door every time I came to put my head down in that place. I drank constantly. I ate bad food constantly. I'll have a food here or there. I mean, I'm not a health person. I do watch what I eat a lot. I don't drink a lot. Yeah. I'm very much on water. I'm very cognizant, right? And I work out all the time. So, I mean, I'm in really, really good shape. It's 43 years old. It's the best shape I've probably been in my life. But going through November 1st, 2022, until probably about February or March 1st, 2023, it was constant with the alcohol, with the going out, with the all the things bad, right? Because I was just not in a good place. And as a result of going through that, I then turned my mindset around and then worked hard through that and then bought my dream home May of 2023. And it's been living here ever since. And I've had to work through challenges. I had to work through dark times. I had to work through obstacles, adversity, you name it. I've been through it. Now I'm in a better place. You know, I am in a position of healthiness, happiness, fulfillment, love being at my house. Like, I mean, if I don't have to go anywhere, I don't go anywhere. I mean, I like to do things, but I don't go anywhere to avoid my surroundings. When I was in my apartment, Sean, I left the apartment constantly to avoid my horrible, broken down, dilapidated environment. Now in my home, there's eight windows on the bottom floor. I have a two-story, 3,100 square foot house that I bought. It has eight windows on the bottom floor and has a master skylight window as you go up. There's sun shining right now in my house. When I was at the apartment, I could barely get sun. Barely, right? There were a total of two windows and a backsliding door. That's it. No grass. Like, I can look out my backyard now. I see grass. My guy's coming over to put down mulch, fresh mulch, and put flowers in. Like, you know, it looks like somebody happily lives here. Mm. And the point I'm trying to make to everybody, if you want to get to the other side in life and or in business, you got to go through the storm.
Bro, good stuff, man. That is badass. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about you. And I've also had my apartment that looked like Freddy Krueger might have lived there. And I wanted to leave as much as possible. And there was a lot of drinking going on in that time in my life as well, which right now it's once probably every 4 to 6 months. I just don't do it much anymore. Right. You know, the thing that I really loved, and I really hope the audience still remembers, is when I asked you about failure. And you're like, absolutely. Uh-huh. Failed this, failed that, failed this, failed that. You had three business failures and a marriage failure within all of this. Uh-huh. And now look where you're at. Like, guys, imagine what Marcus would be, what he would look like if he gave up after one failure. Why is it? Uh-huh. And this is something that I deal with my athletes on and entrepreneurs as well. And just overall friends, dude. Why is it that people define themselves a failure after one failed attempt at something? It's almost like this freaking word has been bastardized by our families growing up as young children. It's just like the failing is bad.
Because it's not like it has been or was. It is done that way. It's not like it, you know, it might be bastardized or looked at as bad. Most people look at failure as bad, right? Yeah. And in reality, failure is just part of life. Now, what is bad if you keep failing, not keep failing at different things. If you keep failing at the same thing over and over again, well, that's bad. Mm-hmm. But failing at something new, trying something new, breaking out of your comfort zone, getting out of your own way, trying things you may not have thought about. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Because at the end of the day, right, man, nobody is perfect. Nobody. And so at the end of it, it's like, I tell everybody, if you don't like me, that's fine, right? That's on you. If you hate on me, that's something else, because that means something in your own skeleton closet you can't deal with. You don't know how to address. And that's a big issue. Again, I was arguing with my ex this morning about something. Text her about something about my daughter. Got into a whole nother tangent. And honestly, could I have ended it? Probably. But was I really just trying to prove a point? Yes, absolutely. And I tell everybody, right? That doesn't mean that I don't hate on her. But there's times where I just, because I'm angry, I don't like her mm-hmm. because I'm just so mad at her, mm-hmm. but I don't hate on her. I don't want her to not have good things, yeah. right? Even, and that's even my ex-wife, right? So I don't hate on anybody, right? If we don't like each other, don't get along, that's fine. That's life. But I'm never going to hate on you, because at the end of the day, to me, that takes so much of my energy that I'm just like, man, like I could use that somewhere else to be positive, to be more outgoing, to, you know, like I said, man, I'm operating off what? About three hours sleep, three and a half, because I got in from Cabo at 1 and then had to clean my house up when I got home, straighten stuff up and all that. So I think it was like close to like, you know, 3:30, woke up at 6:30 to go to the gym, right? But I still got a full finish. I've been working since 8 a.m. I got calls. I got clients. I got people. I got an email. I got, you know, all these things, right? So my point is, I'd rather put my energy there than put my energy to like hating on somebody that I don't like. Mm-hmm. So in life, you don't have to like everybody. But word to the wise, don't spend your time hating on somebody. You could take that energy and put it somewhere else.
Dude, it's funny because when you find yourself spending energy hating on somebody, actively hating on them, whether it's in person, via text or internet, your own energy goes down. It's like you don't realize it, but that meter of gasoline that, you know, you think you have a full tank, then all of a sudden you look down, you're at like an eighth of a tank. That's what happens when you hate on someone consistently, because it takes from you, because what you're really mad at is you. You're really coming at yourself about something. And I just think that, you know, as a society, we need to be a little bit more aware of that and just understand that the people that trigger us the most, it's because there's something inside that person that reminds us of us. And, you know, I think that may infuriate people listening right now, but get over it, because it's reality, right?
Yeah. I mean, end of the day, man, like if you're hating on somebody, there's something that you either wish you have done, wish you could have done differently, or you regret either doing or worse yet, not doing.
Yeah.
And you're taking it out on somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, I've worked hard to be where I am, right? I was telling one of my good friends, it's his birthday, Marlon Kerner, great guy. I was telling Marlon, thank you so much, Marlon, for being there for me to help me push forward on days where I wanted to end it all, wanted to give up. And that's probably what, like I said, December 2022, January 2023, that's what, a year ago, 14 months ago, 15 months ago? No, it's not. Because I was literally in a super, super bad place. Yeah. So again, if you're listening, do not waste your energy on somebody else's life. Put your energy where it belongs, where it can do some good, focusing on and thinking about your own life.
That's good, man. You know, I'm sitting here listening, and just, this is how quick life can turn around, though, to your testament. Mm-hmm. And I really, this is such a good conversation for the audience to really listen to, because, you know, we're talking about failure in businesses. We're talking about relationships. And the one thing that you haven't mentioned, and that I know was an issue because I went through it with two of them, is the whole child, you know, time sharing and all that kind of stuff. It's a, that's a different kind of failure, bro, because, you know, you look at your beautiful daughter and you're like, yo, I only get to see you 50% of the time. Like, how am I even going to get through that? And so, you know, for parents out there, I think that's really going to hit them, you know, and I appreciate it. And I cannot empathize. I can sympathize, because I am there. I am living it. I get to see my two oldest 50% of the time, and it tears me apart. I wish I could see him 100%, right? But I just know that everybody's happy, everybody's good, everybody's getting along, and this is fine, you know? Let me ask you a question, because you have, you know, you mentioned you're in conversations with a lot of big clients, and you already have some big clients. Mm-hmm. How has the last year of adversity and overcoming that, you know, and staying determined to become one of the biggest global speakers, top podcast host, highly desired consultant and business coach, How has that helped you the last year with your current clients and helping them move out of certain situations that they might not normally see? Southwest Florida is one of the most beautiful places on the planet to live. For those of you that are thinking of moving from other states to come to Florida, or even just moving to a different part of the state, I want you to think of a big, beautiful luxury home. Contact Legacy Luxury Builders. They are a family-owned and operated luxury residential construction company. As a family-owned business, they believe in the power of building not just homes, but legacies. Contact Legacy Luxury Builders. The nightmare of feeling like you'll never measure up, of constant second guessing and self-doubt. It eats away at you and destroys your confidence. I've been there too, feeling like I didn't belong on the field with my teammates, but it doesn't have to stay that way. I used to compare myself to everyone around me. I thought that no matter how hard I worked, I'd never be as good as the other guys. It killed my self-belief. I now help athletes develop an elite mindset so comparison no longer controls them. We teach techniques to cut out the negative self-talk and unlock their full potential. Imagine stepping into the box when it counts the most and feeling totally confident in your ability, feeling invincible instead of insecure, ready to seize the opportunity instead of shrinking from it. That's the mindset I help athletes develop. Don't waste another minute on comparison and self-doubt. Take control of your mindset and become the confident, unstoppable competitor you are meant to be. DM or comment below to get started with Edge and transform your mental game.
It makes me more relatable.
There it is.
Because all of our clients experience some sort of turmoil, yep, some sort of hardship, some sort of stumbling block. Mm. And I have a client, she is amazing, but she has owned up to me that she hasn't shared all of her journey. She shared a portion. I tell her, so you're telling a journey, but you're not telling your hero's journey. Mm. And as a result of that, you're missing out on so much opportunity because nobody is going to work with you and nobody's going to actually really give you their money, their time, their energy, their resources, if they think there's something missing from your story.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be caught off guard, right? With me, you know exactly what it is, what I've been through, who I am. You know the whole gamut. There is no talk about this, that, or the third. There is no, oh, well, no. It's who I am, what I am, boom, bam, period.
Yeah, and I think—
And if you don't like it, that's fine. Yeah. Not going to judge you, as long as you don't judge me, yep, right? Again, this is telling a story. I got with my ex this morning about something, and I was like, wait a second. When you did something similar, you didn't get texts from me regarding to our daughter. You didn't get texts from me questioning you, third degreeing you. Why are you doing this? Then when I tell you I need to do something because I've got work-related stuff that I need to take care of and pick her up early because I'm not able to get back and pick her up at the normal time because I've got to do an event tonight for a client, virtual at 5. She gets out at 4:15. I wouldn't make it back in time and I would end up missing and being late. And that's not how you do for your clients. It's a non-paid job. He's one of my good friends who got me a lot of paid work, mm-hmm, with a huge client, right? And I told her, I said, look, you know, I'm a really good dad. Like I said, we split the time, but I'm about education. I'm about inspiration. She's in the fourth grade. Okay. If she misses a day, it's not going to kill her. And I said, look, she can look at some stuff math-wise, catch up. We can talk about it, whatever. But I'm like, don't you come to me and chastise me or give me the third degree when you did the same thing a couple months back, I didn't do it to you. So again, like I said, in life, you know what I mean? You don't have to like everybody,
yeah,
but if you don't respect them and treat them the way that they treat you, that's when problems arise.
Yeah, I've been there, dude. I've been with the whole, why'd you pick up so-and-so early? Why'd you pick them up early? They had this going. Or you know, hey, they missed this day. Why are they in school? I'm like, yo, because I'm not taking them today because they're young and I have things to do, right? Like, it's okay, right? It's okay. But dude, to your point, it's just, I'm kind of chuckling because I've been through all this, dude. And it's exhausting, bro. Because
it is. It is super.
Bro, you're
exhausting.
at that point now where every time that name lights up on your phone, you're like, oh shit, what now?
What now?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me? Yeah. Like, why are you doing this? Like, what do you want? Exactly. Yeah. And so if you're listening to this, the Determined Society podcast should really give you information. It should give you strategies. It should give you different viewpoints on how to actually stay determined and move forward and surround yourself with the right people, because that truly is what it's about. If you're around the right people, then great things happen. If you're around the wrong people, then you got a whole bunch of problems coming your way.
See, that's what I love about having a show, right? I thought it was just going to be cool having a show, having conversations, learning about people's stories. But what I realize is how quickly, how many friends I've made, like real friends, like no joke, like real freaking friends in this industry, because it has helped me. Uh-huh. It is, like, to your point, surrounding myself with the right people. Like, I know I'm going to achieve what my goals are. I know the big picture. I know where I'm going. And I know it's going to come in a tidal wave with others. It's not going to be alone. Mm-hmm. I can't do this alone. Mm-hmm. I think people that want to do things. Here's an interesting question. There's a lot of business owners and a lot of creators out there that want to do it alone because they don't want to give a piece of it up. Right. Like, if you don't achieve it, because what if that other partner has the ability to get you further down that football field, so to speak? Now you're winning more. I'd rather have that person along for the journey. Here's your part of the pie. Instead of like, oh no, I want to keep everything for myself. You don't connect with people like that.
What happens is, Sean, is that people get threatened and then their ego gets in the way. And there's two acronyms for ego that I live by: exaggerated, glorified opinions. The other one is edging God out. Both are horrible.
Yeah.
And in business, in life, people end up not wanting to share, wanting to work together, wanting to collaborate, because they're afraid of one of two things. One, being found out that they really don't know what the hell they're talking about. Or two, they're blinded by greed or potential greed. And here's the thing, right? In our business today, there are people like Victor Garcia. He is my partner in the Podcast Profit Workshop, looking to do some work with a good friend of mine named Mick and build a partnership around doing different types of masterminds. I have different people in my organization that I am partnered with, or that I hire, and are family and are great friends. And at the end of the day, right, Sean, if you're trying to get to your full potential, in my opinion, right, the human mind cannot do everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're not going to actually set yourself up and be realistic with yourself in that regard, at some point, you will burn out, because you're not going to be able to do anything and everything that's needed to keep the business moving forward.
Now, I agree with you, man. I always look at it this way. There's a visionary and an operator. I'm a visionary. Yep. I'm not an operator. Like, I can sit there with you and we could go grab some food or a coffee. And by the time you walk out of Starbucks, you'd be like, holy shit, Sean, like, this is what you see. And I'd be like, yeah, can you go execute it? And you'd be like, yeah, I think I can. I'm like, well, great. Let's partner. Because, you know, if you can execute this, then we can do X, Y, Z, and we can help the world by doing all of this. So let's go. But dude, I love the edging God out for me is something that I think people do unintentionally a lot, man. And it's bad. It is bad. And I can tell you right now, I do it, right? We like to control, especially the athlete and the competitors in us. We want to control the situation and the outcome, when really, you know, like you said, it's edging God out. We need to give it up, man. We need to give it up, because if it's meant to be, it's going to be meant to be. And if it's not, no matter what we do, it ain't going to come to pass anyway.
Amen. Come on, man. And that's why, stop trying to control things in that regard, because that's not where it needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, since we're coming down to the tail end of the show here, and I want you to be able to talk about Get Authentic, your show. And for the audience, you know, like I said, I was on his show and I can't wait for it to come out, because it was an amazing conversation. You're a true professional. Mm-hmm. I loved your vibe on the show. And here we are on mine, which is a completely different animal, right? Completely different type of show. But dude, they're both super good and just shows you there's no right way to do things as long as you're leading with authenticity. So let's talk about your show and kind of, you know, how it came about and what's your mission with it and all that good stuff, man.
So Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden was created after I parted ways with my old co-hosts from the Lev and Marcus show. Leverett Ball and myself, we were good friends. We did a really good show, but unfortunately, we didn't see eye to eye on how to really grow it and what we should have been gaining and or earning monetarily from it. So we parted ways, and then I wanted to do a show around being who you are and not being afraid of who you are. And I started something around, well, get this or get that, but what am I looking for? And then somebody said, Marcus, you know, authenticity. I said, wait a second, say that again. And I said, okay, Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. And that birthed the show, which was published and for the first time, June 22nd of 2022. And we have had great success in our almost 2 years since going live. We've interviewed over, well over 600-700 people. We have had great people come on the show like yourself, celebrity chef Robert Irvine, David Archuleta has been a guest on our show. We interviewed Kachi Benson and Matt Ogens, who are the producers of the new movie coming out on Disney Plus, Madhu. I'm interviewing next week Dr. Ian Smith. I'm interviewing on Wednesday, March 20th, Mr. Larry Zonka. You know, you name it, we've done it. And so what's really important is the show, looking for anything around authenticity, storytelling, how to move through challenges, how to overcome obstacles, how to, you know, have healthy relationships with your friends, family in an authentic, pure way. Our show is a perfect fit for you. Again, we're all about people. We're all about process. We're all about helping individuals move to the next level. And when we bring that through our show, people love it. We're in the top 0.5%. Again, we're in the top 0.5% most popular podcast worldwide. We're in 114 countries, and we are all about one main mantra: authenticity creates victory. We believe the more authentic, vulnerable, real that you are with people, the more likely, right, Sean, they're going to like you, they're going to connect with you, they're going to vibe with you. When they do those things, eventually, as long as you don't screw it up, they will work with you.
Thank you for that, man. You know, it's hard when you have to pivot away from a partner, right? When you have differing opinions on how to monetize or how much you should be making, et cetera, you know? And it's funny because like, I've always thought like I needed someone like that in my business too, in order to help me kind of understand, you know, okay, Sean, this is where we should be, you know, because we, you know, we teeter, I say we, I teeter between 1.5%, right? And then it dropped down to 2.5%. I have no idea how. Like my listening score got shattered, but then I look at Chartable and I'm the number 47 entrepreneurial podcast in the United States of America. And I'm like, holy shit, when did that happen? Right. So I think there's like different metrics that you can go by. And as long as you are, like you said, being authentic and helping people, you're going to win. Right. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that your show's super popular and successful. You know, my show's growing tremendously, and we both haven't been doing it for that long, right? And that's the crazy thing. When I look on a chart and I see, you know, my show, and then about 10 spots up, I see Gary V. I go, I'm coming. And when I do, I'm taking that picture. And I'm sending it. Right. Because for me, it's like it's about that growth. I'm still a competitor. If you don't have the top dogs, if you don't have a target on their back, you know, just for someone to grow to, something to grow to and aspire to, not because you hate them, but dude, I'm that way. I will, you know, like Michael Jordan did that too when he was playing. He liked to make things up in the mind. And, you know, it's funny because sometimes I do that and people around me are like, did that even happen? I'm like, yeah, in my mind it did. You know, it's like, I play games with myself. Did you have to do that as an athlete?
Of course. Yeah. You're always going to be, okay, what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, what is this? Mm-hmm. This is this. You know, you're always doing that because at the end of the day, you're knowing that at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to have to always push yourself to get better. So if you're not pushing yourself to get better, then what are you doing here? Mm. So it all comes down to our ability to say, yes, I know what I need to get done. How can I do it? And then what does that look like in that regard? Right. And so it all comes back to that whole point. Like, what does that look like and how can I get it done?
Yeah. It's about finding that edge, man. You know, how can you create that edge to move forward and, you know, and do what you said you were going to do and perform on an elite level? That's mental performance at its best, right? Like,
man,
what can I do? What can I do? So we'll start landing the plane here, right? I want you to speak to the audience a little bit about, you know, where they can find you and how they could work with you and what they can expect when they do hire you.
So you can follow us on our app, the Marcus Ogden app, MarcusOgden. If you have an Apple or Android phone, go to your app store, type in Marcus Ogden. It'll pop up. You can follow us there to connect to our website, which is www.marcusogden.com. You can also connect to our podcast, which is heard on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, Stitcher, you name it, Pandora, YouTube. You can also get free exclusive content there on our website, on our app. Go to our website. You can also go to our 360 link, marcus360.com, or you can email me, marcus@marcusogden.com. To answer your question, when people hire us, what is the benefit, right? They're going to get results to move past problems that they have in their business and or in their life. It could be speaking. It could be coaching. It could be how to grow as a leader. It could be how to scale. It could be how to help yourself get more visibility, right? Mindset, you name it. Who do we work with? Anyone that's serious about their development and growth to the next level. And what do? We do it through speaking. We do it through one-on-one coaching. We do it through consulting. And we do it through really interactive workshops and different types of consulting for large organizations. So if you're looking to really level up from a higher level that you're currently already at, reach out to us, connect, check out our app. Again, it's totally free. And we look forward to hearing from you.
Dude, love it. And I'm going to make sure I have that all in the show notes for you guys. So don't feel like you got to keep rewinding and writing things down. I will put that there so you connect with Marcus and, you know, everything that he's doing. And I encourage you to do so. There's very few guests that I have on the show, ladies and gentlemen. And recently you've heard more where I really encourage the connection, really, truly encourage the connection, because I think there's a difference between great interviews and great interviews with great freaking people. And I like to focus on the great freaking people part. If I could have this man over at my house, at my dinner table, and I wouldn't think twice about it. There's not very many people. And as you know, dude, you know, we come across a lot of great interviews, but you might not want that dude or that woman at your table, right?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. Yeah. Like, I'm like, But, and you know what? Like I said, what happens is they usually have some type of an ego that gets in the way. And at that point, they are people that I really don't want to associate with, or because if I associate with them, that could be unintentionally, right, bringing myself down by being around them. So it's huge to continue to move forward in that regard.
And I always, and to your point, I can tell you this type of dude too, man. Like, the moment you're done recording on your show, you try to extend that branch to connect with that guest you just had on. And it's really up to them, like, all right, the ball's in your court. Do you want to be in my world or not? And I do the same thing. I always, like, if I have you on my show, I just don't have anybody on. Like, I really, truly don't, dude. And I know you don't either. There's a vetting process, you know?
Sure.
And, you know, when I'm done recording, I'm always trying to, like, be friendly with these people. And some, they're just about the show. They're about, hey, let's do some stuff together and, you know, you're my boy. And then they don't even respond to you like after, you know, the show. And some of those, dude, I don't even drop. And
you shouldn't, because then all they're doing is they're using you for your audience versus trying to really help you and your audience get better.
Dude, there's one in particular, obviously not going to say the name, but
of course,
great interview, great show. It was like, dude, we got to connect. I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to send you follow. Nothing, like nothing. And let me tell you, every now and again, this person will go in my stories and view them to see if I've dropped their episode. That's it. Like, I'm not an idiot. And so, person listening, not dropping your show, dude. Not freaking doing it, man. It was a good interview. Well,
you know, because then it's like you're not looking at the long-term value and relationship. You're looking for the short-term transactional movement. Yep. And those never work.
Never. But dude, I appreciate you, man.
Always, man. I appreciate you having me on. It was awesome, man.
Oh yeah, dude. Thank you. And you know, guys, for those of you that are still hanging on, please make sure you go check Marcus out on all his platforms. Follow him, dive into his show, learn from him and his amazing guests. And I want you guys, in the spirit of Marcus as the guest, get authentic and stay determined to chase down your damn dreams. And don't let up because those 15 people close to you tell you you can't fucking do something when you start. Nobody can do anything when they first start. You have to be willing to suck at something. So if you're sitting there right now and you're contemplating retreating because Jimmy down the street said that's a dumb idea, I want you to double down, put the pedal down all the way on the gas and freaking go and show Jimmy what real dedication, determination, authenticity, and success looks like. Do not sell yourself short. We love you. You have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon. Peace. Southwest Florida is one of the most beautiful places on the planet to live. For those of you that are thinking of moving from other states to come to Florida, or even just moving to a different part of the state, I want you to think of a big, beautiful luxury home. Contact Legacy Luxury Builders. They are a family-owned and operated luxury residential construction company. As a family-owned business, they believe in the power of building not just homes, but legacies. Contact Legacy Luxury Builders. The nightmare of feeling like you'll never measure up, of constant second guessing and self-doubt. It eats away at you and destroys your confidence. I've been there too, feeling like I didn't belong on the field with my teammates, but it doesn't have to stay that way. I used to compare myself to everyone around me. I thought that no matter how hard I worked, I'd never be as good as the other guys. It killed my self-belief. I now help athletes develop an elite mindset so comparison no longer controls them. We teach techniques to cut out the negative self-talk and unlock their full potential. Imagine stepping into the box when it counts the most and feeling totally confident in your ability, feeling invincible instead of insecure, ready to seize the opportunity instead of shrinking from it. That's the mindset I help athletes develop. Don't waste another minute on comparison and self-doubt. Take control of your mindset and become the confident, unstoppable competitor you are meant to be. DM or comment below to get started with Edge and transform your mental game.